All right, I want to do just a little quick intro here, an update about the cats, and then all the other crap will be at the end of the video, all my jibber jabber or whatever. This is Mama Cat here, and these are three of her babies. You can see this one, he's looking at you, but we have one, two, and then the other one back here. All of these are girls. They're getting used to me. I got a couple of donations from the last video. Thank you very much. I got a handful of collars. I bought a bunch of cat food. And I bought tuna. And I've been sitting out here with them in the mornings. And they're getting used to me. They're coming to me. So I'm going to be able to get collars on them. And I talked to a couple of vets around here about getting them spayed. And I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog person. I love all animals, but I'm a dog person. I've never really owned cats. And I was stunned at how much it costs to get a cat spayed, because I've had my dog spayed and it really wasn't that much. And especially a female cat, it's a lot more than it is for a male cat. And then, because they're feral cats, a cat has to take about 2 weeks to recover after the surgery, and it's got to wear this little cone thing so it don't pull its stitches out. And they'll have to be brought in. They're going to have a checkup first, and then they'll have to be vaccinated and all of that. Then once they get spayed, they'll have to, a normal cat, a house cat, would stay overnight at the vet. But because these are feral cats, they would normally be in a shelter for 2 weeks before you can let them back outside, or they're going to get infection and probably die. So, because there is no shelter here, you'll have to kennel them at the vet for 2 weeks. And, oh my goodness, just a normal spayed for a normal house cat for a female is like $300 to $500. And then, the rest of it, because they're feral, it costs more. They're going to have to deflea them and give them a checkup and all that crap, and then kennel them. And I was talking with one vet, and he's willing to work with me. And he's willing to cut a bunch of fees. But it ain't going to be cheap, because it is. It's 2 weeks of kenneling to where his people, he's having to pay people to take care of him. He's willing to cut his time, but I'll have to pay for their time and then all of the procedures and all of that. But it's still very outrageous. And I have six females. They just need to stop having babies. They really do. I've got two pregnant right now. I thought the other one either got trapped and taken or delivered, because she didn't show up for about 3 or 4 days. But she showed back up. And both of them are just ready to drop at any time. If I can get my hands on them when they're kittens, these here, they were born across the street. So I didn't get them when they were kittens. She didn't have them at my house. But I've got her a place set up now. Both of them are ready to have kittens at my house. But as long as they're kittens, I can get them homes, because everybody wants a barn cat. But they don't want big cats. They don't want them once they're like that. They're of no use to them. They want them as kittens. They're easy to get rid of. Every litter of kittens I've gotten rid of within just a couple of days. They went that fast. But this, I can't do anything about these. I can't get them homes. And they're going to get them. I have two black tuxedo males, the black and white cats, they're just gone. It's been well over a week now, and they're not coming to eat. And I'm kind of upset about that because they were the last of the tuxedos. All the rest of them are orange and white tabbies or gray and white tabbies. Like her, they look like her, the gray and white tabbies. And the males is a gray tabby and a smoke gray, a beautiful smoke gray male. But I have the two females that are breeding are tortoise shells. I call them ugly cat because they're really the two ugliest cats I've ever seen in my life. The rest of them, they're getting used to me. I'm going to be able to get collars on them, which will at least keep them alive. But they're just going to end up pregnant. These here, she had these in September of last year. So they're what, about 8 or 9 months old? Somewhere in there, 7 or 8 months old. They're just babies, but they're ready to breed, just like she is. And the cats around here, this poor cat, she is pregnant before she's done with her litter. She has just put out so many kittens, I've never seen a cat that got this pregnant. I thought cats only were like dogs. They come into heat once a year. Not this one. Bless her heart, she's had enough. She's just constantly pregnant. I really feel sorry for her, and I want to at least help her and her daughter. The other one that looks just like her is her daughter. And I've been through about 5 or 6 litters now. So I really need to help these cats. So, and I know a lot of you just really, you're like me. Every penny counts. But I am saving for this. I'm going to do this one way or another. And, but what you can do, I meant to say it in the last video and I forgot to, but I did put it in the description box, which most people are not going to read, but coupons. Oh my goodness. Just cat food coupons, Friskies, Nine Lives, stuff I can actually buy here. Stuff I can get at Walmart if you have kitty food coupons, because we don't, our newspaper here is 2 pages and it comes out once a week. We don't get a Sunday paper full of coupons. That don't happen here. So I have no access to coupons. So if you live in a big city and you get those newspapers and you got all those coupons and you see like Friskies or Nine Lives or any of the name brand that Walmart has on the shelf, I would appreciate coupons. Just throw me some coupons in the mail, and that would tickle me to death. Because every dollar I can save from buying cat food or even tuna, right now I can buy tuna for about 80 cents a can. Cat food is $1.25 a can. So it's actually cheaper for me to feed them tuna, which they prefer, which is helping them get used to me. They know I'm the tuna lady now. They're out there in the morning waiting on me. This one's looking in the window at me right now, and that's what they do. When I wake up, this one right here, she's sitting about right here, just staring at the window, waiting on me. And that pan gets filled up 3 times a day. And the other night, I even had the possum found his way to the front yard. Now he's back in it. So I've been putting out food scraps and stuff that the cats don't really like, but the possum does. So he would rather have the food scraps than the cat food. So, but he's cute as he can be. Anyway, he's getting fat too. All right. That's my spiel about the cats. This is my project. It's just breaking my freaking heart what they're doing to these cats around here, because we don't have shelters. And we don't have anything like that, and these people don't care. Like I said, I talked to the people at the Chamber of Commerce because I thought we could get some businesses involved and maybe do something about this that was a little more humane than what the city is doing around here. So, and they're just not interested. But the collars was just the best thing ever, because if they get in those traps and they have a collar on, they have to release them. You know, maybe they'll catch a few possums. and some armadillos. We got all kind of critters around here that actually apparently love cat food. All right, now let's get into today's video. All right, it is March the 19th, 2023. The sun is in Pisces. We are in Pisces now. We are, 2 days away from the equinox, the spring equinox. We're 2 days away from that. So we got that coming up. So where's our chakras at right now? What's going on with our chakras? Let's start back here with the moon. The moon is moving today. It's going to move into Aquarius today. But Capricorn and Aquarius are both the crown chakra. Capricorn is the feminine side and Aquarius is the masculine side, both ruled by Saturn. So again, we still have Saturn in our masculine crown chakra. This is where Saturn really, really rules, as that king, as that sovereign, as that independent. You're out of that group think. It's really a great time to do that fast, that 7-day fast. For those that can, it's best to do it really alone. It's solitude, that straight and narrow path. You know, the Bible tells you, seek and you shall find. But it tells you, once you start seeking, don't stop until you get it. Just keep seeking, keep looking, keep knocking, keep doing it. It will happen. It is really our only way out of here. It's the only, every one of them, Freemasonry, the Kabbalah, Hermetics, Alchemy, the Bible, the Quran, they all are teaching the same thing. And they're telling us how to get off the reincarnation wheel, how to complete the alchemy of life. Alchemy, it belongs to nature. We just call it nature. Nature is an alchemical process. It's a process. And we know that if you die before you die, then you never die. When you open your third eye while you're alive, that's the first coming. You get the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You get to come out of your body. You get to walk in the land of milk and honey. You get, what did Jacob say? I call this place Peniel because I seen God face to face. And you manifest your light body. I've had a lot of people that I've talked with the near-death experiences. People didn't understand because some people were like me. Oh no, I had a body. My physical body was laying down there dead, but I have a light body. I can touch it. It's there. I can see it. And others would say, I had no body. I'm just this ball of light. And, I remember being a ball of light before I came into this body, but I opened my pineal gland very young. And then a few years later, I had my first near-death experience and I had a light body. And it was more real than this physical body I have. So you do manifest it here. That's how it's done. And it's really all about light. It's about light. So, and the light is in heaven. This is heaven on earth, Capricorn and Aquarius. The sun, Neptune, and Mercury and Jupiter are all in the abyss. This is lower chakra. Jupiter rules it. Mercury is debilitated here. Mercury is combust of the sun here. So your throat chakra is in the abyss. It's in the water. It's in the underworld. With Neptune, the sun, and Jupiter. Jupiter can be benevolent here. This is Jupiter's house. Neptune, the imagination. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are not part of the body. They're part of consciousness. and consciousness is not local to the body. So it's not, they do affect the body because consciousness affects the body. But they're not part of what we understand as the chakras. They're not part of the physical glandular endocrine system of the body. But nonetheless, we do have Neptune here in the abyss on the mutable cross. So everything on the mutable cross is unstable. It can swing from one extreme to another. It can be all over the place. Again, it's the abyss, like being in the waves. You're just tossed to and fro. You're just all over the place. And that's what's going on with the navel chakra, Jupiter, the throat chakra, and the solar plexus, the sun. Venus and Uranus are both in Aries. Again, lower chakra, underworld. Root chakra, cardinal fire. Very emotional. It's all about emotions, which can span from extreme euphoria to, which right now, with the programming that's going on, it's fear, it's hate, it's separation. This woke movement, they tell you it's about inclusivity and tolerance. It's anything but. It's very hate-filled. It's very vindictive. It's very full of rage and hate and fear and separation. Whatever it says it is, it's the opposite of that. We're an upside down world. And that's very evident with just that movement alone. But you have the heart chakra and again, the conscience mind, not local to the body. But the heart chakra's in that root chakra. It's in fire. And it rules the opposite house of Libra. And this is on the cardinal cross. So there's a lot of power. A lot of people are going to be affected by this. If you're in love, if it's on the good end, on the positive end of the extreme of this, this is somebody with a very passionate, fiery love. But it can also be, scorned and go the other way. If it's that heart being scorned or that heart being hurt, it can lash out the other way. It can be very prideful. That's another word that can go right there in the root chakra. And now you know why they use that. Why did they choose to call it gay pride? Why pride? Why that word? Because it's connected to that axis of Aries Libra. It's masculine and it's cardinal. And that's really funny too, because that whole group seems to hate the patriarchy, but everything they're doing is totally linked to this Aries Libra axis. It's very sexual and it's very prideful. Isn't that ironic that they don't even have a clue? But the Bible tells us that in that day, I will send them strong delusion to cause them to believe a lie. They're all stuck back over here in the woke hive mind group thing. This is where they all really are. They think they're running this energy, but they think they're here. They think they're in the group think. They're in a bad group thinks what they're in. It's not going to end well for that generation, because they're going to change it. Every generation gets a different symbol so they can keep us separate. And that symbol's fixing to change. We're coming into a new generation. And it's not going to be good for them. Mars moving into Gemini. Get ready for it, because Mars is going to be on that mutable cross with all this mess over here of Mercury, Neptune, the Sun, Jupiter, Mars, all this, and this is masculine over here. Mars can be, again, on that mutable cross, can be very bipolar. And this is Mars's house back over here, Aries, that root chakra, that patriarchal energy, and with the heart chakra there. You're going to have Mars and Mercury's house of the prince of the power of the air, Gemini. Lordy, 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 let me back up over here because I forgot Pluto. Pluto, the subconscious in the crown chakra with Saturn. Pluto and the moon in Capricorn today, Saturn and the moon later today in Aquarius, still that crown chakra. But we got the subconscious here on that cardinal cross with Uranus and Venus, Saturn. This is the balance for this Venus-Uranus thing going on right here in Aries. If you're having a problem in your love life, emotionally, or with your heart chakra, the balance is the crown chakra. Is that Capricorn, Pluto, Saturn. Because these are one. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. A house divided cannot stand. Every one of them's house is divided, but Saturn, his is side by side. These two houses are one. They're ruled by one star, Fomalt, which is Thalem. And really, everybody's just shoved up on one side. Everybody, it's what I call the Milky Way. The Milky Way cuts here. You're seeing Mars sitting in the Milky Way. And all of the planets are on this side of the Milky Way. They're on the spring equinox side of the Milky Way. They're on one side of the brain. Everything's slammed on one side. And it's everything's up in the air too. Mars, of course, today, Mars is still in Taurus. Actually, alchemically, he's leaving Taurus. But here, yeah, he's leaving Taurus. They've got Taurus way too big over here. They're pushing it to the 27th here. No, that ain't gonna work. He's getting ready to come out now. I would say he's going to be in Gemini by the 21st, alchemically, by the stars. This is the, I call it the new sidereal, because they moved everything. But when Mars is in Taurus, Capricorn, Earth signs, Mars likes being in the earth signs. That root chakra likes being there because he's grounded. He's got that dirt. He's got his feet on the ground. And he's not in, it's not about emotions. It's not about sexuality. It's about taking that energy and putting it to work. It's the builders, getting stuff done, creative building. It's very feminine. It's very earth energy, but it's also about making money here, which is very ironic with what has happened with some of the financial institutions while Mars is in Taurus. You wouldn't normally see that. It wouldn't normally occur that way. Normally, it's very productive here. But we've got so much on the mutable cross. And we're coming into the spring equinox, which is a new birth. The spring equinox, it's when the seed has been germinated and it pops up out of the ground. And I'm fixing to have two litters of kitties right on time. Watch them be born on the equinox. They probably will. If anybody wants a cat, let me know in about 6 to 8 weeks here. I'll have plenty. Actually, I've got company right now. I've had company for a few days. A friend that comes in quite often. But it's going to be gone for about 6 months. So, I've been kind of busy. But I haven't been able to sleep in the past couple of nights. And I'm kind of tired and really exhausted. But if I can't sleep, I thought I might as well make a video. I had Kelly sitting here snoring, and she was snoring really loud too. And she finally got up and went in her little, she sleeps in the closet. I call it her condo. I've just set it up in there for her. She loves it. And she went in there, so now I can make a video, because she's been snoring so loud. What else do I want to say about this? Let's go through it again. Pluto and Saturn in the crown chakra. Mercury, the sun, and Jupiter in Pisces, the navel chakra. Venus in the root chakra. Mars, I'm going to go ahead and call it because he's going to move there in a couple days anyway. Mars is going to be in Gemini this week, which is the mutable cross, but it's the throat chakra. Both of these, Taurus and Gemini, are both up, they're not underworld. They're above the solar plexus. So they're in what I refer to as heaven on earth. Right, you got the earth and the air, heaven and earth, and then you get the fire and the water. And they run in those patterns all the way around and around and around it goes. But we got everything, the power right now, it's all bunched up in Pisces on the mutable cross. That's where most of the power is going to be. So that means change, transmutation. Emotionally, sexually, Jupiter is empire, expansion, food, more. But Mercury's combust, so communication breakdown. You're not, what you do say, you're not going to be heard. What you do say don't matter, because they're going to hear what they want to hear. And I kind of know that about this video too. Even Neptune is combust here from the sun. Any planet within 10 degrees of the sun is combust. It means like they're just voided out. They're just voided out. So, Mercury going into the spring equinox, combust of the sun, and the imagination as well. Because the imagination is where it all happens. That's where consciousness has its creative effect, is with the imagination. Without imagination, there is no creativity. But all that's going to be at a shutdown. And then Mercury's debilitated here anyway. So no communications. Just bad. A lot of you are going to lose your cell phones, break your cell phones. You're going to have, Mercury is also traveling. So you're going to have, I wouldn't advise any trips. Make sure your spare's got air in it, that kind of thing. Just little mishaps, flat tires, run out of gas, those kind of things. Maybe even some fender benders. So do be careful when you're traveling. Watch your words carefully. When it's being debilitated and combust of the sun, the only thing that's worse is it could be retrograde. The best thing to say right now is nothing. Not good or bad. Even if you say something good, it's going to be taken as bad. So the best thing to do right now is don't say anything. Let's see when we're going to get Mercury away from the sun. Let's get him within 10 degrees. He's moving along. And he's at 14:33, and the sun is at... Oh, I can come back a day. About right there, on the 26th. The 26th, he's coming out of combustion, and on the 27th, going into the 28th, he's going to be conjunct Jupiter, non-combust of the sun. This is really, would be better here. Mercury is still debilitated here, but he is going to be conjunct Jupiter, which is going to help. And the sun's moved along too with Neptune lagging back here. So by the 28th, Mercury and Neptune will be out of combustion, but Mercury will still be debilitated. So we're going to have this Mercury-Jupiter conjunction with a Uranus-Venus conjunction. And then the same day, let's kick it up, the same day, Mars and the Moon. Wow. Three conjunctions on the 28th. And Saturn just holding the pattern. Saturn's going to be holding the pattern here for the rest of the year. For the rest of the year, Saturn's going to remain in Aquarius. No problem there. That's just going to be good for all of us for as long as Saturn remains here. When Saturn moves into Pisces, we'll talk about that problem right before we get there. But the 28th, I'm going to call that a good day. You have the heart connected to your conscious mind, the throat chakra connected to the navel chakra, and the moon connected to the root chakra. So, and the moon and Mars and the moon both rule water together, even though Mars does rule fire and water. These two, that is very Islamic. When you talk, what stage is the moon there? 44%. So let's zoom in on the moon. This is like the star and crescent. Mars is atop the solar pillar, not the sun, Mars is. Mars has the capstone of the solar pillar, and the moon has the capstone of the lunar pillar. So the star and the crescent is Mars and the moon. And so you're going to get the sign of Islam on this day. How about that one? You're going to have a crescent moon with Mars right there. And then Venus with you. Actually, Uranus is over here, so it's not really conjunct, but they will be in the same decan. Let's see when Venus will be absolutely conjunct. Later on the 30th. Right there. On the 30th, 2 days later, you'll have an absolute conjunction of Venus and Uranus. So the 28th for Mercury, Jupiter, the Moon, and Mars. Mercury rules Virgo and Gemini, both mutable. Mercury and Jupiter rule this mutable cross. They rule this age. And they rule it with an iron fist of Mars. And they do it... where's my little... my scriggly do, the mutable cross, the X, and the iron fist is what I call the P for the Chiro. It's the XP. It's the Chiro. The mutable cross with the iron fist. Mercury, Jupiter, Mars. And that's your little finger, your index finger, and your thumb. That I love you sign, or that sign that they tell you means Saturn, the devil horns, and Capricorn. No, it don't. They've lied to us about everything. They've traded good for evil. All right. Let me pause here for a minute. brought us back to today. This is now. I want to talk more about Mercury, because he's combust and debilitated here. But when he moves into Uranus, oh, it's going to get really bad, because that's the throat chakra. And when you put him here in Uranus, he becomes a fire-breathing dragon. This is when you're going to start hearing words where you just burn people to the ground with your words. It's very vicious, vindictive, aggressive, hateful. It's like right now, because he's debilitated and combust, he's being told to shut up and sit down and shut up. That's where Mercury's at right now. Sit down and shut the F up. But when he gets over here, no holds barred. All this being silenced over here and contained in Pisces, it just erupts when Mercury moves into Aries. He becomes grounded in Taurus, but then he moves into his own in Gemini. But the big issues coming up are going to be with Mercury and Mars as they move through this section, because Mars is coming out of being grounded. He's begun to come very bipolar, and then he moves into debilitation and water. Mercury and Mars are both debilitated in water. And then when Mars comes out of the water, just like when Mercury comes out of the water, he jumps into the fire. And he becomes very emotionally just roar like a lion, that fixed fire. He becomes very aggressive, because here again, Mars will be told to sit down and shut up. And then, boom, it just explodes because he's being contained. He's being held back. It's like letting a horse, race horses out of the gate. He just comes out with everything he's got. And those are the two energies that we're really going to be dealing with issues in the next few months. Now, through the next few months, is very unstable with the throat chakra and the root chakra. And they're both going to hit about the same time as soon as Mercury comes out of, being in on the mutable cross and moves into fire. Mars is going to move from the mutable cross into water. We're just going to trade one problem for another. So all of those need to be, in the Vedic. I want to talk about the Vedic, because it talks about the horse with six reins on it. You've got six horses with the reins. Those are your six chakras. You got to hold back. You hold them back. You got to put the reins on them. Put the yoke on them. Don't use spurs, because that's just going to piss them off. But a lot going on with our chakras right now that we actually need to be concerned about. And again, all in all, it takes self-discipline. Nobody can do this for you but you. Nobody can control you, your emotions, your energies, but you. And you gotta know how to balance them. Mercury's balance right now, it's always the opposite. It's Virgo. It's being grounded. It's being creative. It's being, you can't speak, right? You're vocally debilitated and combust. So what do? You write. You can write. She's even looks like a little quill in her hand. You don't have to speak. You can communicate in other ways. Artistically, you can paint. You can do poetry, you can write a book, you can write a memoir, you can write a letter, write a poem, you can paint, you can build. Again, earth sign, these are the builders. You can create something in silence. Let your art speak for you. That's how you balance that Mercury right now. And when Mars moves into his bipolar state here, which is the prince of the power of the air, again, opposite, still on the mutable cross, but Sagittarius, it's ideology and philosophy. Stop and think about it, because Mars is all action. Well, let your thoughts be your actions. Let your ideology be your action. Let your philosophy be the action. Let it be ideas instead of physical action. Let it be a mental action. And that's how you're going to balance that energy. The answer is always in the question. Again, you're going to have this fiery heart chakra here with Venus here. What's the answer? It's Libra. It's balance. It's that hidden, occult means hidden. It's the hidden knowledge of the heavens. You balance it out with those scales. That's the most high of the heaven. You pray to our Father in heaven. You put it on him. He'll help you balance it. He'll help you carry it. He is a matter of fact. You know, I've done this video so many times in the Old Testament, in several places. He talks about, I am sick to death of your festivals and your sacrifices and all all that crap they do, all your new moons and your festivals and crap. I'm done with it. It's an abomination unto me. I want a broken and a contrite heart. And that's what can happen here. You can just get a broken freaking heart here. But you know what? If you'll reach out over here, then you'll get the right answer. Especially with Saturn in Aquarius. That crown chakra. That it's engaged. It's plugged in. It's there for you to use. Take advantage of Saturn in Aquarius. That's going to balance it. Air sign, Libra, air sign, Aquarius. You could look at the Christ, the Son is Aquarius, and the Father's Libra. All things that the Father gives me, I lose nothing. The Father puts all things under me, because Aquarius is going to rule air in the next age. Right now, air is ruled by Gemini, the prince of the power of the air, the wind czar. That power on earth right now belongs to England. That's England's power. They rule the air and the water. They rule the oceans. I guess it's His Majesty's Navy now. But they circumvented, they colonized. The sun never sets on the British Empire, that kind of thing. But that's pretty much his title. His King Charles coat of arms has the unicorn on it. It has the lynx on it, which looks like a lion. It looks like a roaring lion. But it's not. It's a lynx. It's in disguise. It's got the other end of that mutable cross, the laurel. The laurel, the peacock, it's all there. All the symbolism is there telling us. All right. I'm going to do one more quick pause and make sure there's nothing I'm forgetting to say. It doesn't do me too much good to make notes. I end up losing them half the time. It's like me going to the grocery store. I'll sit and make a list, and then I'll leave my list at home. I always end up at the store without my list. All right, quick pause. We'll wrap this up. I've actually been meaning to do this for a while, and have just simply forget to do it. In the description box below, you're going to see this. For the new subscribers here, Stellarium, it's free. You really need to learn to use it, and I suggest going through all the star lore, because it's more about the imagery than it is anything. Because the elite, they're like our dream state, our imagination, the universe, nature. They don't speak in language. They communicate in symbolism. The world's not ruled by words or by laws, but by signs and symbols. The God of the Old Testament thought symbols so dangerous, so powerful, that of only 10 commandments, the second commandment, number 2, was forbidden any images of anything in heaven, in the air, in the earth, or in the sea's water. Because he was a burning bush. He's fire. So, and that's Aries. Aries only allowed fire symbols. Because the other ones are so powerful, so dangerous, that they affect the subconscious mind. And that's really what's going on. That's the big woke agenda. Is it's all being done. These people are being brainwashed subliminally. They don't even know it's happening to them. So the symbolism is everything, and you need to learn it. Free Bitcoin faucet. Just push the button. Bitcoin's making a jump. As the dollar drops, Bitcoin's jumping back up. The link's from my YouTube channel on how to find your cross on Stellarium. Planetary linguistics. This is a new link. It's not the same one we had before, so it is kind of scrubbed. It doesn't have all of the names like the other site had, but they completely scrubbed that site. But you will find on my Brighteon channel, let's talk about Mercury, let's talk about the Sun. I go through every name in every language listed of what the names of the planets are in the different languages. You learn that Mercury is Buddha. You learn all these other names, but what you won't learn, what they still won't tell you, is just Saturn is Saturn. They just hide all of that. They don't even acknowledge Saturn is Cronus. It's really sad what they've done. Vedic planetary positions, those are going to be the new ones. They brought in the 13th sign. They scrubbed etymology online, but it's still useful. It's good to know where these words come from. It's about word origin. And then some alchemy websites, the meet and greet videos. I know that YouTube, a lot of times, they don't tell you that somebody replied to your comment on a channel. So you might want to jump back over there if you made a comment about where you live and see if anybody's replied to that. And if you haven't, go over there. Do the meet and greet so you can connect with other people in parts of the world. I've actually had a few people that have done videos about what's going on with this, that it's not just YouTube, but like on Discord and other platforms, that when they're trying to connect with groups in their area and they're shutting the whole site down for it. They don't want us getting together because it's all about to get her, all these together rituals. All right, and that's what I wanted to cover in that. And then on the bottom, of course, I don't know how many of these anchors are still available, are still doing it, but there are two websites that are hosting it to where you can download it. But the Alchemy Library, it's free. It's over 5,000 books that of just everything you can possibly imagine. That is just a great resource tool. But there are two download links, and then some you can, if you one don't respond, go to another one. But each one of these were sent a lot of flash drives, so all they have to do is copy it and send it to you. But for all you new folks out there, all right, I think that's about it. I'm going to wrap it up here. You know what to do. Commit those random acts of kindness. It's just the simplest little things that you can do that'll just make somebody's day better. And that's really what it's all about. When you have your near-death experience and you go through this life review that you do, you focus on not just the bad things you've done, but the good things are focused on too. Christ told the disciples, he said, feed me when I'm thirsty, visit me when I'm in prison. When did we do this to you? When you done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. And it's the little things. It's the smile. It's the don't turn away from people. If you see somebody that needs help, help them. Help the old lady in the car. Help her get something off the shelf. Help her through the grocery line. Just anything, especially the widows and the orphans. That's just really all throughout the Bible, the Quran, and all of them. It's about you do nothing for the widows and the orphan. And he's really coming down on the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees, and the rich people. The Bible says that when people are rich, God allows it. It's not just their responsibility, it's a test. And because they're rich, then the poor, the widow, and the orphan becomes their responsibility. And when we find these people in our lives, we should do for them. It's like me and these cats. I'm not a cat person, but I'm just not going to stand by and watch them do what they're doing. I won't be able to save them all, but I'm going to save as many as I can. It's like my channel. I do what I do because I can't save everybody. I can't help everybody, but I'm going to do what I can. It might not be much, but if it just helps one person, then I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. It helps me. It helps me. It helps me think through things. It helps me put pieces of the puzzle together just doing these videos. And I've been doing this for a long time in this material, and it's taken me decades to put all this together. And I feel more fortunate than most people. I have an advantage over most people because, one, I remember before I was born. I remember coming into the body, and my third eye opened as a child. So I have a huge advantage over the rest of you. And so, therefore, it's my responsibility to pass on what information I have and to let you know, this is what I think, this is my opinion, or this is what I know for a fact to be true in this world, the next, and all of them. All right, if my channel has helped you and my videos have helped you, please help me keep coming to you. And everybody have a great day.